Esposito. I know the woman I am now is a woman I will write about someday. We'll revisit her when I have yet again found myself forgetting how film doesn't always tell the truth. And words can be kindling too damp to catch, but memories never lie. I will walk backwards on the thread of my life just to run my aging hands through her hair and plait it into the familiar French braid once more. Sit with her as she searches for herself in the glimmer of a morning wave. Pocket her sly for the premonition of her imminent forthcoming. I know the woman I am now is who I have always been, nest kept and nourished, wrapped in the simple luxury of a sunset that didn't know its own brilliance until the world found its way. It always finds its way. We are painted canyons continually being carved. Thunder tongue, I have known this woman since womb. I've studied her volumes and felt the weight of that parchment in my palms. Pages ripped from too much reading, something so well loved it forgot every other feeling, thought a heart was something you marked on a wall as it grew, until it reached the roof and kept going, turned abrazame into a comet when it collided with you. I will remember the way that woman lived. Was natural disaster, cartoon dynamite, estate sale. When space was summoned, everything must go. I will remember the morning rasp of her voice when she woke and in Spanish asked the familiar warmth beside her if he wanted coffee, and he answered in Italian. I will see her with chewed pencils and bitten fingernails pacing ancient cherrywood floors of some small house on some cobblestone street in some tiny foreign town, asking herself questions until the answers bark back nothing but thunder. We are not quiet women. This is not a quiet life.
You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone.
Full moons are about letting go, and last Monday, at least actually at the time I'm recording this was a couple Mondays ago, but it was yet another opportunity for me to use it to my advantage. I used to be rather devout in my moon practice, ever diligent when it came to the lunar cycles, never missing an opportunity to let something go when it hung like a full glowing amulet in the sky, or to pen and burn my intentions, sending those out into the universe when a new cycle began, rendering both of us new once again. I don't always have the time or energy to devote to this ritual, but I always, at the very least, speak my intentions and wishes. I always inevitably cast spells with my words. On my usual drive home from work, I said to my usual benevolent audience of the unseen, I want to let go of the old stories. With the energy of Aries swirling around me and my own motivation and fire beginning to once again spark, I felt the metaphorical winds changing and hoping it would carry my embers wherever they were needed, would set fire to whatever they needed to set fire to. I was ready to release the parts of me that felt meek and small, the parts of me that kept running her hands over traumatic events, the parts of me too afraid to run or chase or catch risk like a rabbit and tear into it with the hunger of a wild predator. I wanted to fox hunt my future. I wanted to get the fuck out of my own way. That night, as I drifted off to sleep, it wasn't long before I was awakened by the strange but unmistakable sensation of something crawling on my arm. In the darkness, I saw a small and even darker shape on my deltoid, and it instantly knew its kind. Cockroach. I leapt naked from the bed, shaking it onto the ground, screaming, oh my god, shit, shit, before springing into action, switching on the light, and reaching for the nearest shoe. With a deranged Lizzie Borden kind of force, I gave that roach whack after whack until I knew it was good and dead, its insides smeared all over my bedroom floor. Motherfucker! I exhaled, tossing the shoe onto the ground, attempting to gather myself in the moment as Jake looked on in horror, having absolutely no idea what had just happened or why I had seemingly become a woman possessed, screaming obscenities into the middle of the night. Surely a side of me he has never experienced before. I do not deal well with creepy crawlies, especially of the cockroach variety, in my own bed, in my sleep, as naked and vulnerable as they come in the middle of the night. I had been awakened in the night many times before by unwanted things, nightmares, ghostly hands, pressure on my chest, but this was a first. Waking to find the vilest of insects, its long antenna twitching only inches from my face. Honestly, I still get the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. Ugh. But after checking the sheets for more stomach-churning intruders, I settled and eventually fell back asleep, making a mental note to call pest control the next morning. It wasn't long before I was once again cruelly awakened, this time by a more familiar pattern. A disturbing nightmare in which I was rendered immobile, being controlled by some dark, invisible presence, as I looked on only to see Jake catch sight of whatever this thing was, and instantly become controlled and helpless as well. As his eyes widened in terror, my own snapped open in the dark. "Fuck!" I whispered loudly. "Seriously?" I was shaken, but I noticed that as many times as this had happened in the past, these demonic kind of dreams during a period in my life where my body knew only immense dysregulation and dark thoughts, I now reacted differently. Still uneasy and jarred from the dream, my mind didn't cling to unhelpful translations of what it may have meant or cage me in the memories of my past when I found myself for months on end tormented by these kinds of experiences with a husband at the time who didn't understand or know how to offer any sort of comfort or help in the situation, and also a version of me that didn't know how to ask for that. Instead, my mind recalled something I had read earlier in that day. Don't let that shit go. Be with that shit. Feel that shit. When you're ready, then let that shit go. So I did. I rolled over and let my head once again find Jake's chest, focusing on his breathing to help calm my own and drown out the sound of pouring rain and howling wind from the late night storm. My inner voice then recalled another tactic, something I tell my daughter to do when she has nightmares, because it was something I had learned to do, to rewrite it. Suddenly, the looming heavy energy in the dream wasn't some demon attaching itself to me. It was my own unprocessed darkness that I then pictured as a fluffy cotton candy monster with big anime eyes, some scared and sad being that didn't know how to help itself. In my head, I visualized us sitting on the couch together talking. Suddenly, like a scene from Pixar's Soul, the cotton candy dissolved to reveal a tiny human, alone and afraid. I gave her some kind words of love and encouragement and sent her on her way. Of course, both of these events occurred on a full moon. To me, that makes perfect sense. Not only are full moons all about letting go, but they illuminate that which we did not see before. They are endings. I also tend to believe that the veil between worlds during full moons is thin. You can't deny that during full moons, weird shit happens. Google it and you'll see exactly what I mean. Never one to miss an opportunity to tell a story and make it mean something, I mulled over the why of it all. What were these experiences trying to tell me? When we think about the cockroach, it can actually be a good omen. Do I want them in my house or my bed? Hell fucking no. But can I extract its symbolism and leave its pooling guts behind? Methinks, yes. I am kind to almost all of God's tiny creatures, but roaches are the exception. I will annihilate them every time. Roaches are quite resilient. It seems as if they can survive literally anything, including that first initial whack to the body with a heavy boot, and even I must marvel at their adaptability, their sheer refusal to die. Perhaps that little disgusting bug did have a message. Perhaps I, too, could become that resilient. I think the roach and the nightmare were teaching moments, a kind of test, albeit a bit fucked. I think both showed me that I am not the same as I once was, nor would I be the same again. Like the opening poem I wrote the morning following these experiences, we are always canyons being carved. We are always changing. We are continually being exposed. How my body would have reacted to the nightmare a few years ago would have been wildly different. Something like this, both events, would have shaken me for months, instilling a flood of debilitating anxiety about bugs and demonic possessions and all things terrifying and gross. It would have flooded my being with fear. But I have a voice now, a brave and compassionate inner voice that is anything but quiet, that assists me in times of need or distress. I trust those words. I trust that guidance. I trust myself. She speaks with unwavering confidence, and I have learned to listen. Now I see that I am someone who can let that shit go, but only after sitting with it, feeling whatever it is that first must be felt and expressed, and extracting the lesson. I am becoming someone I write about, will continue writing about. Someone who is not quiet about her experiences or emotions. Someone who, as gross as it sounds, has the adaptability and resilience of a cockroach and the willingness to endure whatever it is to get me to where I need to go, to become who I am meant to become. Just as I shouted into the dark that night, I do the same into the page. I want bigness in my life. I want adventure and exploration and experiences. I don't want to be afraid anymore of bugs, of darkness, of the same we all inevitably carry within us. We must be courageous in all that we face. And by that, I simply mean that we can be afraid and still do the thing. We can kick and scream, but as long as we try, every time we're presented with a challenging experience, no matter how horrific it may be, hopefully no more roaches in my future or yours, our bodies learn resilience. Everyone has a story, but not everyone is brave enough to tell it. As Nelson Mandela said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. I am ready to triumph over my own fear and those old stories that have been holding me back. I think all of this, expletives included, was a roundabout way of echoing my own thunder. I am not a quiet woman. This is not a quiet life.
Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Reviews will help this pod to be found more easily, and that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open, and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, and podcast episode releases, please head to my website, maverickmalone.com, and sign up for my email newsletter. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.